This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. The Sweet 16 is underway. We continue the action tonight. Let's start in the South region. I think I'm going to do it. San Diego State is going to shock the world. I'm going Aztecs money line plus 280.
No. BetMGM. What? Yeah. Where's this coming from?
We haven't seen Brandon Miller be Brandon Miller yet. And maybe it's his groin injury. Uh-huh. Maybe all this extra rest has helped him. But maybe it hasn't. And maybe there's more to the story. And the Aztecs got a guy. His name is Matt Bradley. And if he goes off, I think he's going to be a problem for Alabama. And I just want a good story. I like San Diego State. Let's go for it. I'm all in. Plus 280 money line.
I was not expecting this turn of events. So I don't know what to do with myself. Paul was saying he thinks it's going to be a chalky night. I'm kind of with you. Something's going to happen tonight.
Chaos. Something weird's happening tonight in one of these games.
We've got three spreads of at least 7 points. I mean, really, all four. You know, if you throw that into last night, that's looked as a big spread. With the Texas one, too. Because that would have been the second highest spread yesterday. I agree with you that something's going to happen. Houston, Bama, or Creighton. Now, man, I do like San Diego State. I like it on the points. I don't know if I could take them on the money line. It's all going to be about which team dictates the tempo, right? I mean, if it's fast, Alabama's going to smoke them. If San Diego State gets their way, they're 263rd in tempo in the country. If they're able to slow it down, then we have a lower scoring game. It's lowest total of the day, and we're getting 7.5. The two lower total games, we're getting 7.5 points here. But I do prefer the San Diego State side just because of their level of defense there. If I'm choosing between the two, one thing that does concern me a little bit is on the San Diego State side, have they really been tested? It was Furman and Charleston. So in the tournament, they get to the Sweet 16 without even playing a top 70 team yet. And now they're getting the team that many people consider the best. Yeah. Like number one or number two. So I wonder how they're going to handle that. But if I'm playing this game, I'm playing the side and I'm going to take the points. Boy, that's ballsy. I don't know that I can go money line, but San Diego State to cover I do like.
Yeah, I mean, San Diego State, who have they played? They're also coming into this with a lot of confidence. They don't have as much rest either as Alabama, but who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe the little extra time off hurt Alabama's momentum. And again, we just haven't seen like a brilliant Brandon Miller performance in the tournament yet. So I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe, like I said, this groin injury and the extra rest will help. But I'm going to hope that it doesn't and he's not 100% and that Matt Bradley goes off. And strong guard play, they've got a strong guard in him. So let's do it.
I mean,
What
are you with?
I think I'm with you guys. I'm looking at who Alabama. Yeah, I did not expect to be here. I wasn't going to lay the 7.5, but I did not expect. Also, this is partly biased towards my Creighton future. But if you look at who Alabama has lost to, Connecticut, throw out Gonzaga because they do not fit into what this bucket I'm about to mention. Connecticut, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas A&M, all top 50 in defense, all 200th or slower in tempo. That's what San Diego State fits into.
That's
that
a good point. That's a good point.
Love it,
man.
Now,
okay,
we've also
let's play
seen
this out.
What happened?
Are you saying money line or points?
No, I'm saying points. I'm hoping for a win. But I'm saying points. But we've also seen what happens, like game two against Texas A&M. Like they got run out of the building by Alabama. So like that's a possible scenario. Or San Diego State winning outright is also a possible scenario. And it's funny, all these losses
were not close. Connecticut, 82-67 loss. Oklahoma, 93-69. Tennessee, wow. 9-point loss. A&M, a 6-point loss. I mean, that was a couple possessions, but I felt like A&M was in control that whole game.
That's a really interesting point. Okay, so if we play this out, let's say something crazy happens, and it's this one. It's San Diego State marching on. We'll get to the next game in a moment, but, you know, largest point spread. It's double digits. It's, I mean, just about everybody's going to say, as far as straight up, that Creighton's going to march on. That is a left side of the bracket now of San Diego State, Creighton, a 5 and a 6, and then a 3 and a 9 in K-State and FAU. I mean, this is why you play big numbers in the tournament. That would be something wild. One of those four teams going to the title game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Then can K-State win, Paul?
No, because Creighton's going to win. Who's favorite? Oh, okay. K-State, no. Creighton? I guess K-State.
Small K-State. Favorite. I feel like, yeah. They're probably...
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I would
you know
say
what?
The right side.
You know what? The metrics would favor Creighton, actually.
Yeah, why I'm wondering. It'd be close. Go either way. But that right side of the bracket, man, those are some dudes coming for you in the national championship game. Like, unless it's Gonzaga. Houston, Texas,
I got to deal with one of them.
Right.
But, okay. Wait, did you give your plays on the Midwest? Because we went over that earlier. And you,
yeah, so
did you like Miami?
We said so I said this in a break. I felt so much better and more opinions on yesterday's games. Today, I did lay the 7 with Houston. I do think they win. And then great. Texas, Xavier. I like Texas to win the game. Isaac has me a little nervous about that. But yeah. I like, let's play an over. Watch a fun game
that's what I ended up doing. That's what I did on that. I did the over, but I'm with him. I brought that up a couple times about the coaching mismatch that we have here. Oh my God.
Everyone said that about Tang and Izzo, though. Everyone said that about Tang and Izzo, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd agree. Xavier's better, though.
Tang could be the outlier, though. You know?
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
We also saw Bill Self's totally absence impressed. Was pretty important, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, Tang, I want him to rein his guys in a little bit from, like, the chucks from half court in, like, the worst possible times of the game. But, I mean, that play they drew up with the fake talking and the alley-oop kind of washed all
that. Oh, so, the acting, man. They should get Academy Awards for that.
Yep. Yep.
That was awesome.
Have you guys heard anybody bet Princeton?
I just did.
Did you?
Okay, 10.
Explain.
I just think it's a big number, and I think they can keep it close. I did Princeton plus 10. I think they can keep it close. I mean, I don't have the Creighton future, so I'm not as invested. I just think it's simply just because I think it's a big number, and I think they can keep it close. Or closer.
I do. 10. I do have a Creighton future,
and
but I'm still going to...
These are both over teams. So I like the over 140.5. There's a 141.5, but I think this could be an over game as well.
Creighton minus 9.5. That's my look there. And I know, obviously, Prince is playing well to get to this point. Where do they really excel? Where are you worried about? I mean, the star power with Creighton. I mean, you could have Nembhard. He can go off. Kalkbrenner's been terrific. In that NC State game, he put up 31. And they advance, even though they couldn't hit threes that game. Nembhard against Baylor, he put up 30. And they were hitting their threes in that game. I think it's just a blowout. And Creighton ends up covering. So, I mean, that's where I'm at on that.
I'm also, there is still 9.5 out there, so I will be grabbing a piece of that. And the other part with that, like, Princeton, Not taking anything away from them, but like they face two teams that are typically pretty good from beyond the arc and got pretty lucky on defense. Mizzou, 6 of 22, 27%. Arizona, 3 of 16, 18%. Creighton shoots 36% from three. 42% of their field goal attempts come from beyond the arc. Again, they could go cold too, but I just do think Princeton came out on the right side of some 3-point variance the first two rounds too.
Well, and also Princeton wasn't even hitting threes against Arizona. Did they against Missouri?
True. Yeah, they shot much better against Missouri. I'll pull up the exact number, but yeah, it was kind of a wash against Arizona, and that game went down to the wire. But against Missouri, they shot pretty well. They went 36% from beyond the arc, 12 of 33.
Okay, they're
50. So no team has beat Princeton by double digits except Yale. They had to just go off, Yale did, shooting. And Creighton, 99th in three-point percentage, 259th in free throw attempts per game. So, yeah, I think I like Princeton plus 10 here.
Yeah, Princeton 201 in three-point percentage. So probably more likely it Arizona game. I would think to hang around against Creighton, you've got to hit your threes. So they're going to need to repeat that. Let's see.
But are we Survivor? Like, I think the more I look at it, especially, like, I just don't want to mess with – don't mess with Texas. I just don't want to mess with that game anymore. And I guess you could go Houston and then play Texas in the Elite Eight or whoever you have left. Could be Xavier. You got UConn and the Zags. I just think the more – I've used K-State and I've used FAU, so I think I've got to go Creighton tonight, even though – game theory-wise, everyone. There's 14 people left in my survivor pool. Everyone's going to be on Creighton. There's only one person that's used them, but I think I have
one person.
And figure out the Elite Eight tomorrow.
In mine, 88 of 99 have Creighton available. In your pool, when you get to the Elite Eight, can you make both picks on Sunday? You can in mine.
Only have to pick one.
For the whole round.
The Elite Eight. For the whole round.
Oh, that's a soft pool. That's ridiculous.
I know.
Come on.
Yeah.
Woo! Well, there's not as many. You guys really don't need to do two picks.
Right.
So then you'll figure that out once you get there. What'd I do? So everybody's going to be on Creighton. I'd be surprised if somebody has Creighton available and they don't select them tonight. Would you do it? FAU on Sunday night, it was 76%. Won't it be higher than 76% tonight?
Yes.
I agree with that. Because people are going to want to save Bama, and they're going to want to save Houston, and they're on different sides of the bracket.
If not Creighton, who? Texas?
Who do I go with?
I mean, it's,
I'm not, you're I'm either not picking, touching that.
Okay, then you're taking Houston, but then you have to take Texas in the Elite Eight, or Xavier, pretty much.
I would.
Maybe you've got K-State.
Which one would you take? Which one is more likely to lose tonight? I think most people would say Houston, but it might be Bama.
I'm more likely to take Houston tonight.
I would take Houston. If I'm taking one, I'd go with them.
Yep. Agree.
I think they're going to be tripped up at some point. So whether it's Final Four or whatever, or semis, but that'll be interesting. There'll be a little bit of that, and people would probably stay away from the Xavier game, is my guess.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. And then, I don't know. It's shaping up really good. You know, it's looking exactly like we talked about, just how wide open it is. All of these possibilities as the Elite Eight is forming. Look at all these mid-seeds that like are true threats. All these threes, these fours that could win the whole thing.
Yeah.
There might be a nine in there, so.
FAU. What were all the seeds last year in the Final Four?
There was a seven or more, right? Because that's the, like, 8 out of the last 9 years, yeah. 9 out of the last 10, 7, like, something like that.
That could be FAU this year.
Yep.
So UNC was the 8. UNC, I mean, it was Blue Bloods last year.
Baylor won.
UNC.
So you had Kansas.
Villanova, Duke, UNC.
I forgot about Villanova. Jeez.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Up next, we take a little break from March Madness and the Sweet 16 and catch you up on the NFL free agency news. And we've got some draft moves. That's next on the BetQL Network.